together and no chairs were thrown, and that's a good thing. Meantime, we know that tapes undid Richard Nixon. The question is, could they also undo Donald Trump? There are reports from CNN and other media outlets that Special Counsel Jack Smith has a tape, Donald Trump in his own voice, talking about the classified Pentagon document that he had in his possession about potential military attack strategies against Iran. That acknowledgement certainly seems to undercut his insistence that documents were in his possession either by accident or that they had already been declassified. What does this mean to the Mar-a-Lago case? Matthew Schneider, of course, is the leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law. He's also the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Guy.
In this case, apparently it's not an 18-minute gap, but it's 2 minutes of very provocative discussions about this letter that he had from Mark Milley. If you're talking about military strategies, that would certainly seem to indicate, we don't know what level of classification this had.
Correct.
But that would seem to be pretty highly classified stuff, wouldn't it?
Well, even if it's not, if it's a tape recording of the president saying, I know that we have this document and I have it and it's classified, that completely undercuts his argument that I either didn't have these or I had declassified documents. If it's him saying, I've got the classified document, it's completely contrary to his allegation that he had declassified. And regardless of that, the comparison to Nixon is one thing. That was a political proceeding with an impeachment. This is a different animal. This is a criminal charge, potentially, and a legal issue. And this is something that criminal defendants always fear. It's not about all of the evidence on the table. It's not about what other people say. It's your own words.
And it's your voice. And
yes.
How does his team, if you were on his defense team, how do you explain that away?
Oftentimes, as prosecutors, when I was the U.S. attorney, we'd say, this is the best kind of evidence because you press play, the defendant convicts himself. And so he has to be thinking about, okay, if I don't want that into evidence, how are we going to authenticate that? Because the prosecutor can't just come into court and say, Your Honor, I have a tape. The questions will be, where did this tape come from? Who made this tape? And how do we know that's really his voice?
The other thing that apparently on the tape, and again, we have not heard it, but this is from several media reports, is that he says, my ability as a former president to declassify this is limited. Well, his defense all along has been that I can basically, with a wave of my hand, as he told Sean Hannity, declassify anything I want. Well, this interview happened post-presidency.
Correct.
And he acknowledges that. How much does that undercut his defense?
That's a serious problem for his defense. It really is. And now it will really be up to Jack Smith and then the special counsel. What will happen with this document? Is this going to be brought up in a trial? Will there be an indictment? And then all of those arguments that you'd normally make, I think he's taken the wind out of his own sails by having these contradictory statements. When a witness contradicts him or herself, all of that evidence can come in, the jury can hear that, and then they can decide for themselves whether or not they feel this person is believable. Oftentimes they think, that person's contradicting themselves, I don't believe it.
Well, and this happened in the context of some authors doing a book on Mark Meadows, apparently. Both the president tapes it, but also the author tapes it.
Yes.
They're screaming that this is a leak from Jack Smith. There are a number of sources
right.
that this tape and the knowledge of it could have come from. Much more to be learned. Matthew Schneider, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Guy.
More from Mackinac tomorrow as we begin the WJR Golf Tour. Tomorrow, Paul W. live from the Grand Prix. Take care.